The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Over 18s only, text 250. Full terms and conditions are on Dancing with the Stars, I nearly said, because I looked up at my next guest, are on newstalk.com. Kevin Dundon is with me. Kevin, how are you?
Dancing.
Yeah, dancing is right. And God, if I have it on the brain, you must really have it on the brain.
It's ingrained.
It is. Ingrained. I'd say it's all consuming, is it?
It's totally consuming. It's very enjoyable, yeah. But it's full on. So you're kind of training like 5 to 6 hours every day. So
every day.
So the show was on last night, obviously, live, and then today we did 2 hours. So today it's like a whole new routine, so it's brand new. So you kind of just kind of walk through the steps today, and then tomorrow it's, I think I'm 6 hours in the studio training tomorrow, including VTs as well, because you have to record and all that as well. And then every day, and then you're in on set then Saturday and all day Sunday.
I'd be delicate now about this question, Kevin, but does everyone have to spend 6 hours in the studio?
Oh, seriously? I can't believe you just said that, Kieran. Some spend more, obviously. Like, I just kind of, listen, it is what it is. I could do a certain amount. I was way back in last July when they were asking me to do it, I said, I'm tempted, and can I spend an hour with Karen Byrne and to see whether I could dance or not? Mm. So I did. I went out to Karen's studio, and Karen was amazing, but she was totally on a sales pitch and said I was really good.
You're going to win it, Kevin.
I'm going to win it.
Put a load of money on yourself now. And no, listen, it's been great fun. I'm sure it's a great fun to do.
It is. And listen, I'm having a ball.
Yeah.
And you know, it is an entertainment show as well. It's a dancing show, entertainment show. And the casting this year, well, is amazing. Like, they have, everybody's there and everybody gets on really well together.
Mm.
It might change slightly this week because one of us is going to go home.
Yes.
So I'd say it'll change. But we all have each other's back, which is really nice. Because it's kind of nerve-wracking, so it's like, you know, 600,000 people looking at you, making an idiot of myself, with a smile on my face.
I wouldn't say that now.
No, but you're standing at the top of the set, and
like,
the set is unbelievably amazing. So, like, I mean, what they've put into this is mind-blowing. And next minute, the music starts, and
is that when you feel most nervous at that moment, or when is it?
Yeah, so last night I was like sitting on a fountain with a guitar.
Yeah.
As soon as that guitar started, the music started, I went, oh my God, here we go. So, and then it's over. But what you have to remember is it's 90 seconds of a routine, and you're on telly for about 8 minutes. So it's not all about the dancing.
Yeah,
that's the way I think of it.
That's a good way of thinking about it, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So 6.5 minutes of selling yourself and chat and having a bit of fun and all of that.
You should do it.
No way. Absolutely not. Well, sorry, but joking aside, it is a huge commitment. So you're 5 or 6 hours, as you say, in studio most days of the week. I mean, you probably, when did you start? Maybe before Christmas anyway, you would have started.
The kind of the first week of December.
And you've got to leave the calendar free until mid-March.
Yeah.
Really?
So, and we're still kind of working remotely, so with Dombrody, and obviously trying to get down there as much as possible.
Yeah.
Still my commitments with the Today Show as well, which is really important, and other commitments.
Yeah.
And also the family. But I tell you, all the things that I've done over my career, I've never seen my family as excited as they are with Dancing
with the
Stars.
So tell me, when you got the call, as you say, back in July, and you went and danced with Karen, and you sat down with the family and said, listen, I'm thinking of doing it. I'm sure you've been asked before, but anyway, I'm thinking of doing it this year. What was the reaction?
It was an instant yes. And like,
really?
And I went, so whatever about Emily and Sophie are both living in Berlin, so like they aren't really that affected.
Yeah.
But Tom, our youngest, he's 17, in fifth year in school.
Oh, yeah.
So
peak age to be embarrassed by your parents.
Yeah. Like. And you know what? He said, go for it, Dad.
Well, that is a great vote of confidence.
And he's got all the lads in behind him watching, commenting on what I'm wearing and saying that the judges are being extremely hard on me. So it's go, Tom, go.
But at this stage, I guess when you stand up there, you know, say you're standing beside Jennifer and you're facing the judges at the end. Are you so relieved to have gotten through the dance that you're not that worried about what they're going to say? Kind of Brian is going to have a little dig at some stage or whatever it happens to be. Do you care?
You don't really hear them, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. So it washes over you.
It literally, because you're so relieved, I think it just goes over your head. Like, the only thing I remember them talking about was creme brulee. Which is one of my favourite desserts.
Arthur said, what did he say? If you crack it open, more good things to come or something.
But it's one of my favourite desserts. That's really what I remember.
Yeah.
And
the professional dancers are probably paying attention to the feedback more so.
Yeah, and it's important that they do, and then they kind of pass it on to us then.
And besides we weren't talking
about my dance move, were they?
but the 5 to 6 hours, on top of that, because you showed me during the ad break there a little video of the dance. What dance are you doing next week?
I can't really say.
So you're not allowed to say. I know what it is. But anyway, so do you have much homework to do?
Outside of the time in the studio? Today, the first day, so you go through all the steps and then you're trying to learn the steps, because the trick is that you know the steps inside out, so you're actually not thinking about them, and it's all about the performance then on top of that. So I've been told to go home and study the video.
And has your wife walked in yet to you kind of doing the dance around the kitchen or anything on your own?
Once or twice.
Everything else is kind of, well, I wouldn't say put on hold, but you're kind of working remotely and trying to spin as many plates as you can.
Yeah, so great team. So it's Dunrody is phenomenal. It's a great hotel, and our team has been with us a long time. Cash is down there all the time, so it's
and if the ownership changes and all of that, that's it's all still going well down there.
There's no difference. I'm director of the business, the investors that come into Dunrody, they're brilliant, because they invested huge money into the business as well. So it's given it a new lease of life. If you have to come down to Dunrody tomorrow, there's absolutely no change. You'll see Catherine, you'll see myself, and it's all as it was before and as it will be in the future. So it's great.
Yeah, really happy. It's a lovely corner of the world, and we often do the walk now that you can do from the church in Duncannon across to Arthur's Town as well. So
it's a great coastal walk.
It's really nice. Yeah, great little addition down there. Listen, Kevin, we wish you well.
Thank you. Lots of votes, please.
Yeah, lots of votes. Vote for Kevin. Because the votes depend. The votes count now.
I need them. I really need them.
I have to go ahead of that. Dark horse. Put your money on. Listen to Karen Byrne. Put all your money on Kevin.
There you go.
Kevin Dundon, chef director at Dunrody as well, of course, and contestant on Dancing with the Stars.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.